Good evening, everyone. I'm Alderman Dorothy Flanagan, Alderman for the 4th Ward, and I'll be conducting tonight's meeting, Monday, November 25th. And I'd like to call the meeting to order. And the first item on the agenda is to approve a special committee of the whole minutes from October 9th, 2013, and regular committee of the whole minutes from November 11th, 2013. Do I hear a motion?
Second.
A motion by Alderman Vogelsberg, seconded by Alderman Brown. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Thank you. And let the record show that Alderman Cummings is absent. Moving on to item number 4A, recommend draft ordinance granting a sign variation in the B3 business district to allow 3 freestanding signs on a zoning lot, 200 South 3rd Street and 310 Campbell Street. Do I hear a motion? Second, anyone?
Second.
Alderman Singer makes the motion. Alderman Bruno makes the second. Are there any questions? No questions for Mr. Unsch this evening? Hearing none? Seeing none? All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Let the record show that it was unanimous. Item B, recommend draft resolution authorizing execution of plat of abrogation and release of easement at 327 2nd Street.
So moved.
Motion made by Alderman Richards and Marks, I'm sorry, and Alderman Maladra seconded it. Do we have any questions? Oh, I'm sorry, Alderman Brown.
Thank you, Ms. Flanagan, Ms. Chairwoman. This is North 2nd Street, is it not? Is this the lot that's already being built upon, Mr. Unsch?
I'm not sure if I can answer that question.
I tried to find this lot today, and the only one I could find that was not an empty lot, it's a lot with a new foundation in it.
And we have no one here.
Unless it's South 2nd, which is hard for me to believe. It's probably North 2nd. I would appreciate before it comes back next week that gets, I think it should be clear in our city records as whether that's South or North 2nd Street. And
do we see we have a plat
yes.
in our.
We have a plat.
Yeah. Does it have anything?
So the house is being built without, before the people are sure as to exactly what garage they can build.
This is not my agenda item here, so you're just catching
me. No, I understand you're sitting in for your whole department. But
yeah, well, this. This is coming from Dan Dinges and Brian Scheiber. Mm-hmm. And this is, I believe, the new lot on North 2nd Street.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, just before next week, I think we should clarify this.
I'll have them.
Well, we'll make a note of it.
And maybe an explanation as to why they went ahead without a clarification of this issue. But I personally looked at it, and I think the lot is now, it's not a problem, but. But as I say, I think that we'd be a little clearer in our notes here. Thank you.
Well, table?
No, we don't. I don't think.
No, I don't think we need to do that. I will vote no, just so we make sure that it comes up as an item for discussion at the county at the council meeting next week. So I'm announcing that my vote is no, not because I'm against it per se, but because I want to have this issue cleared next week. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
You're welcome. Is there any other questions? Hearing none, seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed?
Alderman. Aye.
Alderman Brown. So that is 8-1. Item C, recommend draft resolution authorizing execution of PACE subsidiary agreement as presented, effective January 1, 2014. Through December 31, 2014, subject to year 2014-15 budget approval. Do I hear a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Alderman Brown makes the motion.
Nope, Bruno.
Oh, gosh.
I know we
and Alderman Singer makes the second.
I'm not that good looking.
I don't think you look anywhere close to each other.
I just insulted Alderman Bruno.
Oh, no, I don't know. I don't think so. I don't think so. Do I hear any questions? Any comments? Hearing none, seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Let the record show it's unanimous. Moving on to the last item on our agenda is we're looking to recommend approval of a temporary use hot dog cart December 6th and 7th in the year 2013 at 426 South 3rd Street. Do we have a motion?
So moved.
Seconded.
Alderman Maladra, seconded by Alderman Kilburg. We do have the applicant in the audience as well as Paul Evans. So if you have any questions or comments or questions that you have for Mr. Snellgrove.
I have a comment. Excuse me.
Oh. Alderman Who's
Bruno.
First?
Alderman Bruno. Yeah.
Just to refresh me, we are actually in the process of
reviewing temporary outdoor sales permits. That's
so this
correct.
Is,
of have, a process right, that we have, right.
Right, so we just haven't gotten there yet, so this
yeah.
is a specific.
And this specific, because he's in the B3 zone, mm-hmm. and we don't have that, so we're coming for permission for that in the B3 zone.
Okay, thanks.
Yes, Alderman Singer.
Thank you. Joseph, is it not?
Yeah.
I want you to know how excited I am about this product that you're going to be coming forth with.
Okay.
I can so remember in my youth there were these hot dog stands on great numbers of the corners in the west side of Chicago where I grew up, and I really enjoyed them. And I think I had mentioned to Director Hunt earlier this evening that there was a taste to me that was so different than the way the dogs were made by my mother or my grandmother. And I'm wondering, Ms. Bobby, because it's steamed.
Yeah. They're Vienna beef hot dogs. It's all beef. They have a natural casing on it. And what you do is, I've been doing this for 6 years. I've been in downtown Glen Ellen. I took over for the gentleman that was there for 14 years. And he retired. And I'm in the paper industry, and our industry's really been taking it on the chin. So I look for a way to make up for some of that lost income. So my friend was retiring, and I thought, well, you know, this might be a way to make some money. And my wife told me I was crazy. But I went ahead and I did it. And now I own three carts. One is just specifically for downtown Glen Ellen. And then I have two more that I use for parties. The party end of it is really taken off. And I'm actually contemplating, and you know, just see how things are going. Maybe this could be an experiment to do this downtown here in Geneva. It really becomes a, you know, like in Glen Ellen, it's a real close-knit community, and I've become kind of a fixture there in town. Mm-hmm. I know all the families. I know their kids. I watch their kids grow up. You know, when I do parties, the graduations, birthdays, I take my cart, I go right in their backyard, and it's really a lot of fun. It's not even like working. Behind the scenes, it's a lot of work, but I truly enjoy it, and it does, you know, like you said, bring back some of the remembrance of when we were younger.
You're only going to provide a hot dog if you have to have tamales,
because
I remember they had
to Right. I tried the Tom Tom tamales because that's what it was, and it didn't fly. The kids didn't really catch on to it, but it's just would be hot dogs, and it's a 4x6 unit. It has hot and cold water. You have to have sinks because you have to wash your hands continuously. I'm upgraded with all the health permits and everything. I have $4 million liability policy, and it's just very self-sufficient. It's run by propane, and the buns are steamed, and you have the fancy green relish that glows in the dark, and pickles, tomatoes.
And with that, I was going to ask you, what was on your hot dogs?
Yeah.
Tell us, what is
there is a way you have to go about the whole way. You start out with relish, then onion, then you have tomato, pickle, sport pepper, and then celery salt at the end.
You guys, I haven't had dinner.
Yeah, I mean, it's almost, it tastes like candy, really.
It's the steamed buns and the celery salt that,
yeah,
that really does.
It is.
What are you going to sell the dog for?
$3.
$3?
I did notice the previous gentleman that was down here for a couple of events, he was charging $4. Now, I mean, it's hard enough charging $3 right now with when you have kids in that. And what I also do is to kind of help out families, because I have two young boys, and I only charge $2 for a plain hot dog as well. So, and then chips are $1, pop and water are $1 as well.
You're going to have a refreshment as well.
Yes.
Very good. Well, good luck.
And this will be during the Christmas walk, right?
During the Christmas walk, I would operate probably on Friday night from around 5 to 10. And then on Saturday from probably 10:30-ish to like 5, 6, depending on how long I can handle the cold.
Well, hopefully we'll have a little bit warm. Hopefully we'll have a little bit warmer weather.
Yeah.
Can't count on it, but. Alderman Brown?
Well, I guess this is a question more for Paul, but not in recently, we've had a hot dog vendor in town who used to sit in the Safeway Liquor parking lot, and that was not that many years ago. Some of us can remember that.
Okay.
Do you look at this as, in some sense, almost a test case for where you might be going on the ordinance?
I think people can see how, you know, see how it works, I think, that way.
So what you've approved here is not, at the moment, too far from what you're considering the ordinance might
eventually approve. No, I think it's somewhat consistent with that. We haven't finished yet, but that's what we're looking at. You know, there's a couple other temporary uses that we've had approved in the district area. And so, yeah, so I think it gives people a chance to look at how this is going to work.
So that sounds like we're recommending that all the council members partake of a hot dog during Christmas walk. So we'll be studying the topic. Good. Thank you.
Alderman Kilburg.
If I remember correctly, this summer we had a Vienna hot dog cart at Dotson Place, right?
Right.
Where was he from, Geneva, or what was the arrangement? And what?
You actually probably know the guy better.
He was from St. Charles.
Originally, he was operating downtown. Actually, it wasn't downtown. It was along the river. And his location wasn't advantageous. So then he moved.
The river in St. Charles or Geneva?
By St. Charles.
Okay.
He was over there by the police department, fire department over there. I had approached St. Charles about having a cart there, and they wouldn't allow it downtown. So they said, but you are allowed to go along the river, but I've been in this long enough now to know that there's no traffic there. I do, now that I think about it, I should address this as well. In Glen Ellen, I do rent a spot. I have a lease. I do pay rent. It's reasonable. But one of the big concerns...
Excuse me, by spot, are you referring to a building or are you... I'm referring to exterior location.
It's an exterior location. I bring the cart in and pull out every day. But it's outside of a bank, and I do rent the spot from the bank, the building there. But one of the things that you have to approve with a city is that, you know, I'm not trying to go in there and steal business, really, from anybody to a certain extent. But, like, here in town in Geneva, there really isn't much to offer in a fast food type atmosphere. You have a lot of patrons that just come and they're shopping and they get hungry and they grab something to eat real quick. Or the kids, you know, with their parents, they're coming by and they can run out and grab something quick. But I do know that the deli just recently closed across from my wife's store, where I'm going to be at as well. And I do think the town needs to possibly offer some type of fast food that would be beneficial for the town.
So as far as some clarification, then, This is the location that the cart will be located at then, and it won't be moving on Third Street or any other locations. And this corner then, it'll be located as sort of a fixture at 426 South Third Street. And now you're asking for really the Christmas walk. And then is your intentions to do this then as we get into the winter further when there's on weekends, or where does it go from here? I mean, you may not necessarily know, but it seems like a little bit of an odd time
to
launch this type of a project.
Absolutely. I'm just here specifically for the Christmas walk itself.
Okay. And to clarify, it is on private property.
Yes.
Yeah, I understand that.
Okay.
Yeah.
If I would look at something, and if you would be so willing to, you know, possibly think about having a hot dog cart in town, I would approach it the proper way, get permission, look for probably a more ideal location. But yeah, my wife and I do own a store here in town on that property. It's called Accents by Marcia. And we love Geneva. We think it's a great town. We always have. And, you know, just look forward to the opportunity.
Okay. Any other questions? Well, we wish you a good luck, and hopefully your 2 days will reap some benefits for you, and you can get a feel for for Geneva, although it will be more crowded on those 2 days.
No, and I understand that. I like, in Glen Ellen, you know, you get to know it. The everyday traffic is definitely up and down.
Yeah.
Good days and bad days. So thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you. Any other questions or comments? Hearing none, seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Anybody opposed? Let the record show it's unanimous. On to new business. Do we have anybody that has any new business? Alderman Singer.
Yeah, thank you. Last Saturday evening, the American Legion had a turkey raffle in which a number of our citizens attended, and I want to thank them for the support to our Legion. And I want to particularly thank Alderman Morris for his involvement at that event. He did some spinning of the wheels, and
you should have.
You
should have told us about it beforehand. We would have.
I neglected to mention it last week. And I know I did. I have so many things going on, and particularly with my wife's issue. I can't remember everything. But anyway, I want to thank everyone for their support. And what is so caring is that the money that are so collected at that turkey raffle are used for grants. Parents or grandparents are members of the Legion, and they submit a grant or request, and oftentimes they receive funding for helping them get through their college careers.
And when does it usually occur? Every year on?
Every year, just about a week before Thanksgiving. Yeah.
Well, we can mark our calendars for next year.
Okay, I'll try to remember.
Okay.
So, thank you, Ms.
Anna. Alderman Kilburg.
I don't know how many of you are aware of it, but I noticed this last week that Mr. Landberg's mother passed away. So on behalf of the council, I'm sure that we'd all want to extend our condolences to Lynn and his family.
Yes, and maybe we should just take a moment of silence and our condolences and sympathy to the family. Thank you, Alderman Kilburg. Also, I'd like to extend to everyone a happy Thanksgiving to everyone here in the council, and also to everybody out there and their families. I hope everybody has a great, happy Thanksgiving. I never thought we'd have a white Thanksgiving, but somebody was off. We should have more leaves yet still on the trees, but we don't. So, anything else? Any hearing none? Yeah, I need a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Good night. Thank you.
This is 320.